is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great honor.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Yeah, we're finally able to connect to the board. That was interesting and should make for an interesting show. Guess it's Open Lines time with Chrissy at Soul Awakening. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Chrissy, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole, and hi, everyone that's listening, and I appreciate you tuning in. I'm Chrissy. I'm an intuitive counselor and a medium, and I'd like to talk on the topic of spring cleaning your life, and that'll allow for... Sorry, I got sidetracked. What I was going to say is I'd like to allow people to call in with specific questions to bring them clarity and to bring closure after the loss of a loved one. And I wanted to speak about spring cleaning your life because that's the season, you know, spring, and it brings in new. And so I'll speak on that as people have time to call in. Has there been some issues with some of the lines?
There is. So why don't we grab one caller now while we can, and you can kind of go in between as we wait for people to connect. Let's go to 267. Okay. 267, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Your name is Chrissy.
Thanks. I've been estranged from my family for many years, and I go through different seasons that they come to my mind. And my brother and his wife has been in my mind lately. And, you know, I went to their my sister-in-law's Instagram, and, you know, it's never a good idea, but it always like makes me upset. And I kind of would like to understand this a little bit better because, he was very quick to like kind of side with my parents with things that went on. And even like from the time I was young, like I never really felt like included or like, it was just always a weird relationship. And it just like, they seem so happy on the Instagram, you know, it's all fake anyway, a lot of it, but I just don't understand on how, like, I'm the one who's always like processing this stuff. And like, they're just going on vacations and like living their best life. So, I mean, are they doing any spiritual growth at all? Like my brother, like, does he even think about me? Like, what's the story? I don't understand it.
I honestly feel like you're definitely more of like a feeler. You like to experience life as it comes at you, like fully. Like experience the emotions as they come. You don't like to stuff things inside, which is wonderful because when you do that, it causes lots of dis-ease, right? Disease.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of much of disease, I think, comes from stored up emotions, right? So I feel like a lot of people like to pretend things aren't happening or not really feel what's going on. And I feel like you actually do, right? And it is really hard to have to go on that journey alone without, you know, the support of family, of course, especially because a lot of what you're dealing with is because of them and some
exactly.
of the stuff that's happened, you know, growing up.
Yeah.
Your brother is a approval-seeking person when it comes to your family. He wants to always be like on their good side. He's very much like seeking approval from them. So he's not going to do anything to rock the boat in regards to your parents. So I don't know if you know that or if that's new information or if that's just confirmation for you. But he's going to do what it takes to be on their side.
It's sort of new information. I mean, I really haven't explored. Like, I'm just curious what his path is because it's just so weird to me. Yeah, so I'd love to hear. Yeah, keep going because I don't understand it.
Yeah, I think, well, you guys think very differently, right? Like, he wants to just pretend nothing happens. He just wants to go on with his life and look for, like, what's the next thing? What can I – he's running from anything that's uncomfortable. And he's, like, seeking out things that feel better, that look really good to other people looking in. Like, he's very much, like, a people pleaser in general. But he's very much, like – it has to look good. I have to look good. I have to be happy regardless of anything else. And I'm going to pretend, you know, put on this facade. But when you don't really look deeper, like when you're very surface level the way he is, like he's never really going to experience anything. Does that make sense? Like he's not really going to enjoy.
It does, but meanwhile, like it looks
that
like.
You will.
Yeah, but it's weird because it looks like, you know, I've had some health issues because even though I express a lot, like obviously I guess I've stuffed a lot over the years or had unhealthy patterns.
You've had a lot of,
I've had the health issues. I've been upset. I've had career issues and this issue and that issue. And meanwhile, he's all surface level and they're doing good. Like that's, you know, it's like, well maybe you're not, you're living life the way you should be here.
Well, the modeled behavior that you've seen is really just like stuff the emotions, don't feel, just move on, right? And that's what you're kind of going back and forth with, right? Like, why am I even doing this? And then you're beating yourself up over it. You know, like you're not allowing yourself the grace of being able to get through it and then come out on the other side of it. You're kind of waiting around in it. Does that make sense? Because you're not really sure how to make your way through it. So you get into the worst of it, and then it's really hard to get back out, right? You're, like, allowing some of the feelings in, and then you're not really sure what to do with them because you've never had it modeled for you. You're not sure how to get to the other side. Does that sound?
Yeah, because
you know what I mean?
I've had feelings come up for many years, and I've sat in them and journaled about them, and it still hasn't sort of lifted completely. Like it still comes around.
Right. Have you sought out counseling or someone like that could really help you through that? Because you're trying to do it by yourself is like you just don't have the tools. Do you know what I mean? Like you have the tools to get as far as you've gotten, but then it's like you don't have the knowledge to get any further. So it's like you're getting kind of stuck in that rut, like that negativity spiral instead of being able to like, okay, now that I've processed this, what does it mean? Like what do I get to do like at the end of that, right? Like how do I let it go? And I think one of the things is like you're really, what I think you keep bumping up against is like you really want to talk it out with the person who's affected you. Like you really want to have the conversations that are important to you regarding the situations that have happened. But it's like you're bumping up against like so much resistance. But I think that it doesn't have to be the person that you go to. I think it could be a counselor, but it has to be someone outside of like your circle or you won't open up all the way. Like it has to be like a professional, someone that you trust.
Okay.
And I think that they'd be able to give you the tools that you need to kind of get past it because you're kind of stuck at thinking that it has to go a certain way and it doesn't. You can get to that end result a different way with different tools. You just don't have them yet.
Okay.
Because pretending nothing happened and nothing's going on just doesn't work for you either.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're getting kind of stuck. You just need new tools. Are you open to seeking like a counselor? I'm not talking medication or anything like that, but literally someone that can that you can talk to that can give you tools.
I mean, I've worked with healers over the years. I mean, I would possibly do something with a therapist. I mean, I don't know. I mean, most of the time I'm fine and, you know, new things are opening in my life and it's just, again, it goes around in the cycle. So, yeah, I mean, if there's something
I'm really saying like a therapist would make the difference for you. like someone that you could really trust. So if it's the first one's like, you know, find someone else, and that's okay, right? It's okay. If you don't jive with the first person. Just look for someone who makes you really comfortable that you feel like you can talk to. And someone who's actually like, that you're not just talking to, and I don't really know the difference between, but I know there's different types of therapists. So you'll want one that has like, you do exercises and things like that. Does that make sense?
I'm sure if you were to look in,
you'll see like there's some different ones that specialize in stuff, and you'll be able to find one that resonates with you.
Yeah, I do understand that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's what's really going to help.
Okay.
I feel like you just kind of get stuck. And there's no reason to compare yourself with where they are, because, like you said, it's not real anyway. Social media is going to tell you nothing. Like, really.
Yeah, but I mean, even when I was in contact with them, I mean, this was like many years ago already. I mean, I always look like I was the one going through stuff and like upset by these things or rattled by life. And they were always like, fine, smiley, fine. And, you know, making more and more money and having more and more friends and more success.
Do you have like a couple of really, really good friends?
What'd you say?
You have a couple of really, really good friends?
No, I don't. No, they do. They have a lot of good friends. Yeah.
I think the therapist is going to help you kind of look at, like, why are you not willing to kind of to open yourself up to anybody? Because you're very, like, you don't share yourself, and that's why you're getting stuck. You're just so, like, you can't talk yourself into or out of anything, right? Like, you need a sounding board. You need someone to help you get your thoughts out of your head and help them get organized, right? Like, if you stay in the same thing you've always known and everything that's all the same, like, you don't get to have any different perspective. You don't get to have that reflective, like, feedback. If it's all just you, then it's all just the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really have anyone to turn to right now to get it all out.
I mean, as far as, like, a soul path or like lessons with it, I mean, was my brother supposed to learn anything from us, or was it just like, no, that's not his path at all?
I feel like he's definitely learning all the time. We all are, right? But it's not.
Yep. In our relationship, like, or in our non-relationship, Is he supposed to? Will it something dawn on him one day? Like, is anything?
Yeah, I think family is never an accident. So everything that happens within the very close-knit, like, family, good friends, cousins, you know, that you're close to, there's always lessons learned, like, always. And you're not always going to be on the same path. Because he's your brother doesn't mean he has to be in your life.
Yeah,
and maybe the lesson for you is to kind of let go and look at, like, what you need, right? Like, what's healthy for you, what's good for you, like, what works for you, because it doesn't have to be through him or your parents. Like, you can find all the healing.
Like, with him, I'm just wondering, with him independently, like, is what was the lessons that he was to learn with our relationship?
What's his name? I'm just going to ask real quick if he's open to me tapping in. It was just you and him growing up? No other siblings, right?
Yeah, just us.
Yeah, because it looks like it's just you two. Has he always just kind of told you what to do or tried to be bossy over you?
No.
No,
he never.
It looks like he's
really
like wanting you to do. It looks like he wants you to be a certain way or look a certain way or do something a certain way, and then you're just not that. So he just was like, I don't know. It's like you guys are polar opposites or something. He's like, you do this and you look like that, and you do like this and whatever, and I do this and I look like this and I do that. Like, it's like we're just opposite, and he just like. for him, it's like, oh, okay, you go do you and I'll go do me. Like, it doesn't, it's like you don't fit in the same box. That's what he, like, that's what I'm getting.
Yep. So then he, so then there was no lesson for him and related to our, it was just, okay, that's it. And so there was no soul lesson.
I don't know. What I keep getting is disconnection, disconnection. So maybe it's his, maybe the soul lesson for both of you is to maybe reconnect. Like disconnection is what I, it just keeps coming up. So I can interpret that as moving past the disconnection and learning how to connect as maybe as their possible soul experience here, despite your differences. But I also really, really feel strongly like there's a lot of healing that you need to do in order to have that happen, like on your own. Like there's got to be a place in life where you are before you're able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not interested in that right now. I mean, I just don't want to be like, I mean, sometimes he'll show up in dreams of mine or my parents will show up in dreams. It's very like lucid dreams. Then I'm like, why are you here? Like, leave me alone.
Maybe he wants to connect with you.
I mean,
disconnected is the thing that just keeps coming up. I'm not getting a lot more information other than that. It's like, just disconnected, disconnected. I'm like, okay, I'm not, I don't know. Like, that's just, that's the only thing he's really giving me.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't like to just pretend I know, like, exactly, you know?
Yeah.
That's just what's coming and nothing else. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
So maybe it's for you to interpret. You're welcome. I'm sorry. I can't be more clear. That's like what's coming and then there's nothing else.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I mean, it seems like the family members will every few months try to connect with me in the sleep time hours. And I'm always like, leave me alone, because then it like bleeds through during the day that I'm like tired and annoyed and upset. And then,
so they're wanting,
you know,
to
I'm
connect
not
with you and you're feeling disconnected. Like you don't want that connection.
I don't think they want to connect with me. I don't, it's interesting that you're saying that actually, because I don't think that they want to connect with me, or maybe they don't know how to in the physical, but I don't want them coming to visit me at night. And I tell them, leave me alone. If you want to, you know, try something, you know, they have to get to a certain level of growth in order to be able to connect with me, because I'm not dealing with any of their stuff anymore. It's a very unhealthy relationship.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what there is to look at. And that's what the therapy will help you get to.
Okay.
And honestly, it's okay that there's a disconnect right now, because you're just not in the right space to connect. And that's really okay. And it's really just like, what do I need to be able to get into that space?
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to do that work. And then if you aren't, things will just be the same, you know? It's not like some horrible thing will be waiting behind a corner lurking. It's just, you know, you can have more of the same, or you can get, you know, some therapy and see if it helps you in the ways that you think will. And it really has to start with you.
Yeah,
no matter what changes with your brother,
like,
it has to change with you too.
Yeah, I mean,
what's
my
that?
Life is, like, finally coming together, and, like, things are finally getting better from all the healing work I've done. So I just really want to not be bothered with these people that come to me at night, you know, like, from time to
right.
time. I don't want to – I want to be
being
able
a feeler
totally
can be definitely a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can keep requesting, like, you know, I'm just not ready at this time. Or you can just look at, like, what are some things I can prepare so that this doesn't affect me so much, right? Ways to empower yourself. Therapy is never a bad thing, right? Like, there's no, you can take that in any direction you want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to be empowering if, you know, if that's the goal.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I will see who comes along
You're
my
welcome.
Path for that. Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Jessica. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for the
reading.
You're welcome. Of course.
Good talk. Keep in touch. Let us know how you go. Let's see. Lines seem to be coming back to life. Yay. It's exciting.
All right. I'll take another
if they're ready. 914 next. 914, you're live with Chrissy. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Thank you so much. My name is Catherine, and I'm calling in from New York. Hi. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. I'm excited to talk to you. What's going on?
Oh, thank you. I'm wondering about my projects, work projects. I'm wondering if you see me taking them to Kyle or Kevin, if you see it working out between either one of these two gentlemen, if you see us working together.
I got to immediately Kyle, like,
yeah,
hands down.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, yeah, it's interesting because I met with him once in the past, and it seemed good, but then it kind of just fizzled out. But, you know, I never, like, forgot the connection, although brief mm-hmm. it was. So you think then if I, like, reach back out to him, he would jump on board with me?
I do. I'm getting, like, good stuff from Kyle. Like, what I see is, like, a little sunshine.
Oh, fantastic.
Like, he'll be so excited to hear from you and to hear what you're up to.
Wow. Oh, yay. And I can approach him with both of the projects that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, he'll be more excited about one than the other, but I think yes.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, yay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Catherine. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Blessings to you both. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Next up. Where are we going here? 845 is next. 845, you're up with Chrissy. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from New York.
Hi. And
thank you for my call.
You're welcome. Hello? What did you say your name was? Is it Lydia?
Yeah. Yes, you're from New York.
Hi. Tell me what's going on.
Yes, I went to put settlement about my husband had passed away. And they got to give me a settlement for my work. You think I'm going to get it soon? You see me, I'm going to travel overseas.
You're asking if you're going to be traveling soon?
Yes, you want.
What was your question again? I'm having a hard time understanding. It's a little bit
so
quiet.
She's asking if she's getting a settlement soon.
Settlement.
If that will get her to travel overseas.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm definitely getting yes to traveling. I think it's going to be a little bit like more of a wait than you anticipate, but it's not going to be very long. I think it's like you're expecting it to be like now, and I think it's going to be, I'd say
a
month.
When?
I think it's going to come in about a month, possibly.
Oh, that's a nice.
But I do see you traveling.
I'm going to travel soon. It'll come up in my birthday.
Yeah, I think that's going to, it might be a little bit more delayed than you anticipate, but you will get it. And I do see you traveling.
I'm going to go overseas and I'm going to go in Italy and make it happen.
Aww. I love that.
That's how I wanted to go.
Your husband wants to let you know, like, he loves you very much. And he loves that you're doing things to make sure that you're okay. It seems like your family's kind of stepped up to you. And he's very happy with where you are right now.
Thank you very, very much. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling in. In there.
Thank you.
Let's go to 415 next. 415, what's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Can you... Yeah, go ahead.
I would like... are you doing a mediumship reading if to hear from anyone on the other side or I could take a person?
Of course, yeah.
I'd like to hear from my aunt, Nan, or if she's around, or, of course, whoever wants to come through with a message.
Yeah, she seems like she's right here. Well, she's showing me like a motherly love toward you. Like she just adores you.
Oh.
Did she have a dog or do you have a dog? I don't know why she's showing me a dog. I'm not sure what that connection is, but she's showing me a dog.
Like from my childhood or a live dog? Or a dog now?
I'm asking for clarity and all she's showing, all I'm seeing is a little dog jumping around and being all excited. So I'm not sure if she's like showing me like a dog that she has with her.
Yeah.
Like that she has a dog with her and that maybe it's yours. That could definitely be a possibility. But she wants me to let you know, like, she's showing me this dog.
Okay. It could be both. I had a little dog and there's a little dog now. So
it seems like she's nurturing this dog. So it's probably on the other side with her.
Yeah.
That's sweet. I think maybe she's showing that he's there too, wanting to say hi.
Oh. Yeah, it's funny. That dog is one of my, you know, like when they always ask a security question, like, what is your first pet? And that's funny. So I was just yesterday that came up. So that's probably.
Oh, so he's excited. He wants to let you know he is here and he is with you. That's so cute. Did you have any specific questions for your Aunt Nan or?
Yeah, just about settling into my new surroundings, and I'm, you know, it's going well so far, but just the next step, keep moving towards the next step of more permanent work and living situations.
She's showing me a garden, and I feel like she's wanting you to plant a garden. Does that resonate with you? Because that's what she keeps telling me. So I don't know if she's just giving you advice or if you're working on one, but she's like telling you to put in a garden.
Okay.
Or is that something that she did?
Maybe the next. Yeah. Oh, definitely. That's her. She had a huge, many plots. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she's saying that will bring you a lot of joy. And then she wants you to grow food though. She's showing me like a food garden is what she sees. She wants you to do.
Uh-huh.
It feels very urgent. She wants you to plant food, okay? I don't know how the New Mexico weather is right now, but it is spring. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do that where I am. I'm just a temporary, you know, couple months place. But, yeah, I'd have to be in the next place.
She's definitely, like, urging me to tell you that. So maybe just keep that in mind for your next place.
Yeah.
She's saying being very particular about your savings. Don't spend on anything you don't need to spend on. She's showing me to like save. And that will have you be where you need to be and like settled in the way you want to be a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Like less drawn out process, but it's like really putting your foot down about spending. Does that make sense for you? That's what she's showing me. So, and she's saying like, keep doing what you're doing as it sounds like you're already on a path to where you're going. She said it looks good. She doesn't see any changes there. Just making sure you're not overspending on anything, being very particular about where your money is.
So what about where the, I don't really, not asking for a timeline, but maybe not from her, but from you, where, like the method of finding my job or, you know, is it through a person or just an ad I read or?
I see it being something online. That's what came up first. I see you scrolling through things online. I feel like when you're starting to look at things online, it's going to lead you to quite a few things that'll open a lot of doors. I feel like you'll also see stuff as you're out with one interview, but you'll see other things coming up too. Like maybe signs on doors or something. That's what it looks like.
Hmm.
Like, we're hiring. You're like, oh, that looks really good. But I see you looking online first, and that's what's going to kind of open those doors for you.
So I'm...
And it's saying to avoid personal connections, which is usually what I would think would work best, but it's saying don't rely on on people that you know.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Like, those won't pan out, or it won't be the right fit type of deal. Not that they're bad or anything, it's just not the fit for you.
Uh-huh.
So just don't spend your time in that. Do you have any other questions around that, or?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it makes me nervous. I mean, I know a lot of people with COVID are changing areas, changing careers, and so
I don't see you having a problem. You're going to be able to get right in.
Yeah, because my resume does not, won't look like what I want to do next. You know what I mean? That's what makes me nervous about what I
say go after what it is that you want. And it's never going to hurt to apply. The worst thing that's going to happen is they won't call you. But the ones that do, you have that possibility. Don't let your resume keep you back from applying to what you want.
Yeah, it has, actually. So, yeah, thank you for
saying. You're going to be fine. I think you're going to find something really that you really enjoy. And it's probably going to be unexpected. That's what it looks like. Like, it's like, oh, that would look like something I'd really enjoy. I didn't even kind of think about doing that. And it's kind of come as you're looking. And you're going to apply for it on a whim, and then you're going to get it.
Right. Nice. And about finding a permanent location to live. Any things about finding the best way to?
I think once you find the job that you're looking for, you'll kind of narrow down exactly where you want to be. And until you get the one kind of landed, you're going to kind of be up in the air about the other part. So I think the job thing is going to definitely get you on the right track for that.
Great.
I think that's one of the reasons you haven't really solidified that yet.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Could be 20 minutes
it's
from here.
It's too open right now.
Yeah, right. I understand that. And anything about on the spiritual side about, I keep waking up around 4 a.m. And I know that's a lot of time. A lot of time it's kind of when you're awake or asleep around 3 or 4 a.m. where messages come to you, but it's kind of exhausting. It's like I feel like I'm tired of it. Then in the morning, a lot of times I don't go back to sleep after 3 or 4 a.m., and then it's kind of hard in the morning to get my energy started to do all this.
I think a lot of that, and I've heard that over and over and over again, I think it's a lot of like what's happening with the whole shift of the whole world. Everyone's kind of really lacking in sleep right now. A lot of shifting happening. And you can ask, and I think a lot of people are hearing it, and that's, you know, like a lot is going on. So just ask what it is for, you know, specific for you as you're up, right? And then I think journaling might help. But don't be afraid to look into something that will help you sleep. I know valerian root is pretty good for a lot of people, and that's natural. Can you take that as a supplement?
I try melatonin, things like that. Lavender oil, all those things.
Yeah, and if you know, see if you can find a good fit to kind of help you be able to fall back asleep when you're ready.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else about from the other side about my family? It's kind of broken apart after my dad died. Anything about my brothers or sisters coming around? Been hard over the holiday.
I'm sorry. I think everyone's kind of healing at their own pace. I think reaching out and just kind of asking, you know, how are you? Will help kind of everyone kind of, everyone's just kind of like distance will help heal or something. Like let me just box myself up over here and not talk about it. Like, maybe that'll help. But I think, you know, talking will help everybody in the situation. So I think calling each one and just reaching out and being like, you know, how are you?
Uh-huh.
And really just letting them just talk. Because I think that's a big missing right now in your family. Everyone has just kind of...
I feel like I'm the only one.
Did.
But I keep
Just keep trying. Be like, hey, just checking in. And it can be a text, you know, because that's easier for some people, you know, like, hey, I love you. Just checking in. Are you okay? Are you willing, you know, to talk? Can we schedule something?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think they're afraid to talk about it or something, but I think it'll actually bring a lot of closure, a lot of peace.
Good. Yeah, that's what I want.
There's a lot of avoiding going on. It doesn't really feel any deeper than that. It doesn't. It's just a hard blow, and people deal with it all in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't take it personal.
Thank you for calling in.
Great. Thank you for the messages.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Great. And keep in touch. Let us know how you go. Familial estrangement has come up as a theme today. That's interesting. This would be a good time, just keeping an eye on the time, this would be a good time to speak to the topic that you were bringing forward. House cleaning.
All right.
Spring cleaning.
Yeah, spring cleaning your life. So spring is about new beginnings and growth, awakening to just like anything new and love. I think a lot of people can feel that shift happening. And, you know, we're coming out of winter, which is about like introspecting and lying kind of dormant and resting. And, you know, spring is bringing new light and longer days and energy. So we can also see this in, you know, nature and everything else. So some of the ways that we can open ourselves up to the shift in energy and like a transformation, I guess you can say, is by looking at like what really will bring you joy in this season and just in life. Like, what are some things to look that you really look forward to? What are some things that just light you up in life? And you can look at the contrast if that helps a little bit more about like what are things that are holding you back? What's impacting you in like a negative way or stunting your growth or keeping you from moving forward? So I think that's a good way to kind of start, is maybe writing some things down. Maybe the first top 10 things you can think of, like what brings me joy, and the top things you can think of like what brings me, what's negative going in my life? What are things that I don't want anymore? You can probably kind of look back at your New Year's resolutions and things like that too. And then that can kind of give you some guidance on where to start. So one of the first things you can do is like people automatically think of their homes. Like you can look at your space and think, you know, like your home, your car, your office, anywhere you occupy often. Sorry, just looking at the time real quick. So if anything obvious comes up, that's probably where you want to start. Like if you know your car is just a mess, you might want to just start there. If you know your home really could use a cleaning, look at that. I'll touch on each one instead of going into depth just so that you get more. And the other thing to look at is money. People really don't like looking at that. So maybe that we just did taxes and everything, what can you do to prepare yourself for next year, you know, or this year right now that we're in, for when taxes happen next year? You know, are you prepared? Is there a way to like organize it so that it works better for you? Really dig into monthly statements, look at all in every transaction. You know, are there things that don't look correct or accurate? Are there subscriptions or like gym memberships or things like that you're not using that you can cancel, that you've just kind of let go, not really even thinking about it, and it's, you know, taking money from you that you need to stop? Could you call around to power or phone or what are some other ones? Car insurance and see if there's better rates for things. No one likes doing any of that, but it really could save you a lot. Is anything surprising that you weren't really present to on your statements? Things like that. Notice, like, are you overspending on eating out? Are you overspending on entertainment or gas? You know, you might not be present to what you are spending. And it's really a time to kind of look at that, start cleaning up your finances. You could even pull your credit and look at your score, look at for any discrepancies or errors, make sure things are up to date. And like I said, like just thinking about where you could cut back on expenses, where you can improve, where you can plan. Another one is mental health. I think everyone could use that too, cleaning out of mental clutter. Great for improving and, you know, clarity, decreasing your overall stress, lessening distractions, and just gaining more control over your thoughts in general. So if you're carrying like a huge mental load around, it's not ideal, obviously. So the first thing you could do is like maybe if you're constantly worried about something, make a list, like to-do lists or just to get it out and on paper. That's the first step you could do. You have a song playing in your head, you could write that down. Sometimes that helps. You can look at, you know, what is not serving me? What's not really working in my life? Kind of going back to the beginning. Where could I really strive for change and growth? Where can I increase my mental health so that I have more of a positive outlook? And you can, you know, in regards to that, looking at like toxic habits, anything that's just stagnant in your life, like maybe people, a job that really just doesn't work for you anymore, that's kind of holding you back. You know, you could be doing more, making more money, and you're just kind of settling for what you know instead of, you know, looking for more. And that really can really have a huge role on mental health because you just feel like you're stuck somewhere. But in reality, no one's really stuck anywhere. And you don't owe anybody anything. And if you don't feel like you're being served where you are, whether it's financially, mentally, spiritually, maybe look at where I would be more fulfilled at. Make sure I don't skip any other one. Okay, so then some habits or behaviors you could be experiencing and that you might want to limit is like social time, social media time, spending limits on unnecessary items. Obvious ones are more like eating disorders or smoking, drinking, anything that will harm your body or your mind. You know, how can I make small changes to start having a healthier life and thus a healthier mind? Setting goals and holding yourself accountable, like set timers and reminders in your phone, like replacing one meal with a healthy alternative, drinking only water as much as possible instead of, you know, empty calories and things that could be in drinks. Have no purchase days or no spending after a certain time of the day. I hear a lot of people end up spending a lot more than they think they should at night. Looking at toxic relationships, you know, is there someone that you want to separate yourself from? Are you not in the right crowd, people usually say? Where can you comfortably start maybe distancing yourself or having conversations with those people about, you know, boundaries, you know? Most relationships don't need to just be cut off, but rather boundaries enforced. So, you know, I don't appreciate you speaking to me like this or about me in this way. And I think a lot of people feel scared or intimidated to do that. But, like, if you don't speak up, then it's not going to change. And a couple other things I have on here is just, like, weeding out email boxes, like unsubscribing to things you don't care about, getting all that junk mail out of your main email account, discarding old emails, organizing things into folders if you'd like, and just stopping all those email notifications that don't really that don't benefit you in any way, and they just kind of junk up your boxes. And also updating passwords and ensure that their security is good and have them saved somewhere on like a hard copy, like on paper, so you can refer back to that. That's something I think everyone should do every once in a while. And I know I'm skipping over things, so now going back is a little harder. So we have about 10 more minutes. Do you want me to take one more call, or do you want me to go on the topic some more?
We have actually 6 minutes to the top.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a question because a lot of the things on the list just, it's things that we like to avoid. I'm having small heart attacks, thinking about just facing all of that in spring. Yippee. So holy cow. So let's talk about procrastination and how to deal with avoidance and all of that stuff. It seems like
I do have a little thing about that. So when it comes to, like, your home, I have found what works best for me is having, like, boxes out marked, like, donate or gift people, like a maybe box, because I need some time to really ponder. I just need that for me to get through the resistance of, like, getting rid of things, especially if it's, like, a sentimental thing or something. And then one that's, like, just trash or broken or whatever, like a bag for that. So that's a good way to kind of get started. It's like, you know, I'm going to give this or donate it. This I'm just not really sure about, but I'm going to take it out of wherever it's stored, right, and put it into this box. And I think that helps give that, like, momentum going, because you're like, you're not committing anything yet, but you know, if it's been sitting in that box for a nice 2 weeks to a month, it's time to donate it, right? And also, just there's no really good place to start. It's just to start. So even if it's just starting by, like, walking around and just putting things where they belong, and I think that kind of gets people into the momentum of already, like, you know, starting something, because, like, just putting things where they go makes such a difference, right? And just getting rid of anything that is broken or trash, like, have that be your very first thing. So if you're starting in your car, just throw anything away that doesn't belong in there, that's just trash. And do the same thing in your house. Do the same thing in your office. As far as relationships, like I said to one of the callers, is, you know, text the person and say, hey, you know, you've been on my mind a lot. Do you have some time to talk? Like, when would work for you? And then you're kind of, you know, you're setting an appointment with this person, right? So if it's somebody who's toxic or someone that you miss, or that really does carry a mental load, it's carrying a lot around thinking about this person all the time, right? So if it's a good or bad thing, talk to them. Communication is key. So, like, set an appointment with them or call and be like, hey, is this a good time to talk? Oh, okay. You know, when would be a good time? And, you know, like I said, it depends on the person, right? So maybe even writing down a couple things that you want to talk to them about.
And what are the energetic benefits of doing this? What is the main point?
Getting rid of all the... Okay, so home, it helps clear out for new. Getting rid of clutter helps you to actually clear your mind as well. Having a free space to move and less things to process as you're looking around. Things are orderly. It lifts off a stress level that I think a lot of people don't even realize they have because of that. I don't think people understand, like, their surroundings really do affect them. Clutter is not good for anybody. And usually people say, oh, no, I love it. It's usually because they're dealing with something else. And the clutter is a distraction from something deeper. So when you can remove clutter from your life, especially from your house, it helps to free up some space to work on yourself and introspect. And it helps with looking at things personally in your own life on a deeper level. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Absolutely.
And the same thing for money. I think a lot of people just don't understand or don't realize what's going on with their money. And they're wondering why they're broke all the time, but they haven't actually looked. So, like, having an awareness of where your money goes and what you're doing with it opens up all kinds of doors to, like, making sure it's directed in a place to where you actually want it to. Is it going to places that are going to bring you joy? Right? Like, or is it just mindlessly going out?
And one more question while there's time. Why do you think we have such resistance around doing this stuff?
It's so easy just to go with what's easy. It's so automatic not to have to deal with it. I think a lot of us are dealing with so much and taking so much on at, like, work or in family home, like in your life, just in general with your family and such, and friends and such. Looking at anything you don't have to do can oftentimes feel overwhelming. Like, my house being messy isn't going to kill me, right? Like, there's nothing's going to happen if I don't wash my dishes. Like, that whole guest room full of stuff that I haven't looked at in 5 years, like, what does it matter if I go in there and, you know, like, what does it matter? And I think that's what people deal with. Like, So my finances are, I don't know what's going on with my finances, but I'm okay. Like, I'm paying my bills. You know, people are just like, oh, I'm fine. I don't think it takes energy to kind of look.
It does indeed.
People would rather not know what's going on because they might see something they don't want to see. People are afraid of the unknown. A lot of people won't talk to me about people who have passed because they're afraid of what they're going to hear. And oftentimes it's almost always something good, you know? It helps bring closure. But a lot of people are so scared of what might come out of a session with me, right? And I really get that. There's a lot of fear. So I think a lot of it stems from fear of the unknown. People are comfortable with what they know already. What does it matter if my inbox, if I have to scroll for, you know, 3 minutes to get to something that's important until the minute comes where I have to go look for, like I was in line at Costco, like, where is that thing that they sent me to get money back, right? And I'm scrolling through. I'm like, why is all this here, right? It doesn't seem like an inconvenience until it is. But, like, who wants to, like, think about and do what needs to be done around that, right? Even though it doesn't really take that long. I was, like, in the line unsubscribing to things. But a lot of people just aren't present to that. It really is an easy fix, and it doesn't take that much time to do.
Well, and the deeper energetic benefits, too. Oh, my God, it's just, we have 2 minutes for the very, very tip-top.
Yeah, so energetically it helps energetically it helps bring new, lighter, more happy, more positively directed energy, more control over your own life. And
so go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. People, please go to my website, it's soulawakeningcenter.com. You can book a session with me to find out more information. That's really all I have for this shameless part.
All right. Well, we've got Chrissy all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Great callers today. Great questions. Great answers. It was fun. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Take care. Happy spring. We're back at 3 p.m. with the next show on newsforthesoul.com. That's Pacific time. In the meantime, find Chrissy and all the hosts and all the links and all the stuff, newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.